Hey, it's me, Chase. I'm here in some city in Iowa because I was driving home back to school and their blizzard happened, and I felt like it would be a smart decision just to get a hotel, wait it out. Anyways, I want to make this video because I just feel like the amount of people who are not working in esports or video games because they feel like they should be doing something more adult-like is big. I feel like the pressure from parents, or maybe it's a wife, or maybe it's just someone else to say, it's more grown up to work in finance, or it's, but like what they don't understand is you can do finance in esports. And what I'm trying to say is I think there's just too many people who think that it's just that video games are for kids, and that's preventing them from kind of doing what they love. I've heard a lot of people just basically say like, I used to play a lot of video games, but now I've got a job. And just in my head, I'm like, well, like if you like video games, why don't you get a job in video games? Like it doesn't need to be some sort of crazy entrepreneurial job. There's like huge companies that like, Epic, Riot, Blizzard, like those are huge companies that are stable, and you can earn a ton of money doing finance or doing accounting, or what, like if you're computer science, that's. So I mean, I think people need to realize that, this industry is growing rapidly. If there's a, like it's like so football and basketball, they started off like esports is right now. They started off where everyone thought it was a joke. It was, and it kind of was a joke. Like people had jobs on the side. Like the professional basketball players had jobs on the side. Like that's laughable now because basketball players are making millions now. But esports is in the same realm right now. I mean, the professional players are making tons of money. Twitch streamers are making tons of money, but there is, they could be making more, is what I'm saying, and they will be making more in the future. But anyways, the NBA, I'm watching like the history of the NBA. And it's basically just kind of walking through the history and how it started with literally baskets, and you throw a ball in the basket, and then how it kind of developed into there were like two leagues. What was it, the NBL and some other one, and they like merged to become the NBA. But like before that, there was just people playing games. It was actually for students. It was designed for students. And it was, I guess what I'm trying to say is go like do some research on the history of the NFL, the history of the NBA, and you'll see a lot of parallels with the esports industry. We are at, we are in like the same exact positions as they are, or they were. Now it's like, 60 years later, and they're, the football and basketball are huge. International, they're, basketball's in the Olympics, basketball's played internationally. Esports is already international. It's not just an American sport, or but there are a lot of parallels. Do some history research. Do read just or watch YouTube. To be honest, I was watching YouTube videos. I wasn't reading about the NBA, but yeah, I'd kind of challenge you guys. If you're interested in esports, I think you should look up the history of the NFL or the history of the NBA and try to make some parallels into the esports industry right now. And I think you'll see a lot. And I think you'll be wise at doing that because history repeats itself. And you'll be able to kind of predict, or you'll at least be able to take a segment of what happened with basketball and put it into esports. And take advantage where everyone else is going crazy because they're like, well, what should we do? It's like, no, we already did this and it worked, and we're gonna do the same thing, maybe a little different, but Yeah, I just wanted to make this video. It was kind of random. I talked about a lot of things. I talked about people not getting into esports because they think it's not adult enough. And I talked about the history of the NBA and how there's lots of ties between esports. But if there's anything that perked your interest, I would love it if you commented about it and just messaged me or direct messaged me about what you liked. And share it. Share this video. Let's try to get, you know, a bunch of people talking. Let's try to get those people who are working jobs they don't like and try to get them to see this video so that they can maybe, you know, rethink it. I'm not telling people to quit their jobs, but to really think about why they're not doing video games. If they really like it, why are they not working in it? It just makes, it just doesn't make sense to me. It really doesn't. But anyways, if you made it this far in the video, thanks for watching. I really appreciate it, and feel free to message me. I'm starting, you know, a podcast where I just talk about esports stuff. It's not too official. You don't have to be a doctorate in esports. Just be passionate, have something to talk about, and we'll figure a time to make a podcast. But yeah. Anyways, thanks for listening. Talk to you later. All right, bye.